Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. And this hadith is about the fear of Allah and His virtue. And it's been transmitted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. You know, fear or khawf, the khawf of God, the fear of Allah, this is one of the great virtues in Islam. It's so important that it is the source of wisdom and knowledge. For example, we have, this is a very famous hadith from the Prophet. It's been narrated that he said, Ra'asul hikmat makhafatullah. The foundation or the basis or the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O son of Adam, you will always be with the good, as long as fear of Allah is your motto and grief your cloak. Okay. Fear of Allah is one of these virtues that has been lauded and praised in many places and in many instances. In a hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, fear is the garment of the Gnostics. Al-khawfu jilbabul arifin. So I guess the basic message of all of these hadiths is that there's a connection between fear of God, the fear of Allah, and knowledge and wisdom, right? These two are somehow tied up with one another. But if we wanted to elaborate on exactly what this fear is, we can refer to a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the believer lies between two fears. A fear of a sin that he has committed in the past and does not know what action Allah has taken with regards to it, and fear for the remainder of his life in which he does not know what destructive sins he may commit. Therefore, he always wakes up in the morning fearful, and it is only fear that reforms him. Right? At the same time, however, we should add the reservation that fear is not the only virtue of a believer. Rather, it's necessary also for a believer to have hope in God and His mercy. And that's why we say that the believer, he lies between hope and fear. The Prophet has been narrated to have said, if you knew the extent of Allah's mercy, you would have depended on it and performed only a few good deeds. And if you knew the extent of Allah's anger, you would believe that you would not ever be saved. Right? So the believer is constantly in between these two states, a state of fear and a state of hope. But at the same time, we can't say that he's between them, but both of them have their effect on him, and both of them influence his his mannerisms and his behavior. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of the fear of Allah and how the believer lies between two fears, in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد